And there's been another change on the television landscape here, Walt, which is probably a little bit more under the covers until now.
Well, it's been interesting. In the same week that some of our colleagues have kind of moved out of this mall and into different facilities, we have some new friends that we're welcoming also because, well, WMQF, which is better known as Channel 19, is going through some changes. And joining us to talk about that this morning is Danny Hood. He's the general manager and I guess many different titles as well, which is small market broadcasting. But good morning and welcome.
Well, good morning, guys. Good to be here, I'll tell you. And by the way, I lived in Iron Mountain for 7 years. I lived up there so long, I almost lost my accent.
What accent?
Yeah,
what accent?
Exactly. Thank you very
exactly.
much.
Well, but you're actually part of the change here as part of a new ownership group that
correct.
Is taking over, correct?
That's correct.
So hear a little bit about you guys and what the hopes and everything is here for Channel 19.
Well, one of our hopes is that we're going to be, you know, in the area. We're going to be local. We're going to be a part of the community. The previous owners was trying to run this station out of Little Rock, Arkansas, and they ran it. And matter of fact, they ran it right into the ground. My daddy once told me, if you can't say nothing good about anybody, at least say they got pretty eyes. And we'll just say they got pretty eyes, and we'll just go from there.
So the future is going to be different than the past.
The future is going to be different. Me and my partners are Schmidt Construction Company out of Green Bay, Wisconsin. The CFO of Schmidt is from the UP. Schmidt's getting ready to come into the UP with their construction business also. And so they thought this was a perfect opportunity. Now, I've been working on this deal for 8 months. A year from now, my oldest son will be up here with my grandson, and I'll be glad to see my grandson and my oldest son, by the way. And they will be into the area, and I'm going to be spending a lot of my time up here. And so we're going to become a part of the community. Ever since I lived in Iron Mountain, you know, it's a unique place up here, the UP is. I was so mixed up before because with my accent, folks, I do have an accent. I understand
I'm not
that.
Picking that up.
And these guys are just filtering it out here on their board. That's what's
yeah,
going
that's
on.
Yeah, that's what it is. We have the accent detector.
Did you turn the accent filter on?
Right.
And the thing about it is, I was so messed up when I was in Iron Mountain because I was saying, how y'all doing, eh?
Yeah, but Iron Mountain is the southern UP.
Yeah. Well, so yeah, you got a point there.
Y'all fit in.
Well, you're coming in and definitely wanting to you bring a family approach to it by working with your family and with the other group there. And wanting to get involved and being part of the community, it's obviously very early in the process, but what do you see? What is the hope? What are some of the goals for Channel 19?
Well, not only, you know, do we want to be a part of it, but we want to bring like some local production to the community and just take it just get out on the street and get people's thoughts. And I've been going around to the different businesses and restaurants, you know, as I eat dinner. What would you like to see? Mm-hmm. You know, with new digital television, we're going to be 19.1 and 19.2. You know, you have two channels that you can broadcast on. And one of the things we want to do is I want to take Saturday morning and give it back to the kids. And want to also give it back to the grumps, you know, the grown-ups. Us big kids. Now, I'm not talking about these two young fellas here. I'm much older than they are.
I think he is talking more about us.
But what I want to bring back is some of the stuff like the Looney Tunes. You know, let's get Bugs Bunny.
He is talking to us, yeah.
You know, let's get Elmer Fudd back in the mix and Tweety and Sylvester. And is there anybody that don't feel sorry for that pathetic coyote that took and spent his whole life trying to catch that stupid little bird that he thought because he was Wile E. Coyote super genius?
We're on to something here, I think.
Really, I think we've just made a new friend for life.